Us women, listen, listen. We've got a lot going on. We've got people to take care of. We've got places to be. We've got things to do. The list is never ending. And we know it's important to set priorities and boundaries. And we know it's okay to let some things fall through the cracks. It better be okay. But there is one thing, according to my next guest, that you should never overlook because nothing matters more, and that's your spouse. Studio 5 parenting contributor Heather Johnson believes the relationship you have with your spouse should be your very top priority, and not only for the sake of your marriage, but for the sake of your kids too. So we're asking, what can happen when you make your partner number one? Heather is here to tell us. Hey, sister.
Hey.
So you are a parenting contributor, mm-hmm. and there is a ripple effect toward the parenting mm-hmm. sphere right. in this topic. However, anytime we say, we're talking about marriage, Heather is on the sidelines, tap dancing, yes. saying, put me in. You're really passionate about this topic.
Absolutely, it's my favorite.
Why?
Well, because I know that when marriages are strong, societies are strong. That yeah. when marriages are strong, there's more joy and there's more happiness. You want to know how to improve a workplace? Work on marriages. You want to know how to improve what's going on a soccer field in your local community? Work on marriages. Mm. So it really is at the core of all the things. I love that about it. And I also love that it's something that we want and have all had some sort of experience with. Even if we're not married, we have parents, there's divorces, we've all had some sort of experience
with
this.
We've been touched, yeah.
And so everyone is touched in some way by this topic.
Fair warning, I'm gonna ask you the flip of this question, but we'll start with a positive. What does it look like to make your marriage number one? What does that look like in the everyday?
So this means that you're prioritizing your spouse. And maybe let's do what it is and isn't at the same time.
That was what I was gonna ask.
It doesn't mean we're neglecting everything else, mm-hmm. right? It means that you're prioritizing them. It means that when you're making decisions and when you have thoughts and ideas, you're running them through the things you know about your spouse and that you care about them. You're running them through that, right? This would be also putting yourself in situations where you're making physical intimacy and emotional intimacy and time a priority with your spouse, right? We're very, very intentional. This also means on the everyday that you are being very careful and holding very closely to your heart where they're afraid or where they're insecure. Mm. If you're prioritizing them, you're not poking at those things. Mm-hmm. So I always laugh because I get to work with newlywed couples often.
Do you?
And as they come in, and it's so funny, it's usually the wife who will say, well, here's the problem. I want to talk to him, or I need to communicate, or I bring something up, and he tells me he's got to go to work, or that he needs to go to school, or that he has these responsibilities. And she goes, I'm just not his number one, right? And that's, I think, the feeling that we get when we hear this, is that means to put you first, I have to neglect. And the husband's over there going, Heather, I have to go to work. I'll lose my job, right? I need mm-hmm. to support us. I need to go to school. I need to fulfill these responsibilities. So if we're looking at the everyday and you're running these things through your spouse, mm-hmm. right? This would be, for example, in a situation in your kitchen where you and your husband are talking and a child comes up and interrupts. And if you're making your spouse your number one, you would look at that child and you would say, hey, your dad's in the middle of telling me a story. Let him finish, and then I can help you with what you need. That would be prioritizing them. We're not neglecting children, but we're making them our number one, right? It would be maybe after work today, you have some girlfriends who invite you to go get dinner. And instead of saying, yes, I'm in, you call your husband first. Mm. And you make that phone call and you say, hey, here's the invitation. I wanted to check in. I wanted to see what's been on your mind. How's your day been? Here's where I'm at and what's going on. What do you think about this decision if I took an hour and a half and went and did this? Mm-hmm. It isn't saying no and you don't get to go do those things. It's making sure that you prioritize that conversation and considering them as you're making those decisions for the things that need done.
So through those examples, and as you've been saying, run it through your spouse, that's the lens of priority that we're looking through. I think of a filter. Like mm-hmm. it almost becomes a filter for your mm-hmm. everyday decisions that are around your husband or around your family, mm-hmm. but you're gonna filter through that lens?
Absolutely, and okay. consider them, right? This would even be other things, like when we go to spend money, if we know that there are concerns and questions that a spouse might have surrounding those things different than us, that we're going to consider them as we purchase something or consider mm. them as we make decisions. Mm. That's prioritizing them. And it's also not neglecting anything. We've got to find a balance here, right? It would be really great if we could step back and just hang out with our spouse if we love them all day. Would that not be the best thing ever? That's
yes.
that honeymoon space.
Yes.
We have responsibilities, so how can we put them first? And what are the benefits of that? There's also this beautiful tone that is set when we put our spouses first, and that is a tone of humility that underlies everything that goes on in our relationship in our home. Mm. This space of humility where we get out of our own way and we worry less about being right and more about considering them. It's a beautiful thing. The other thing about humility that's amazing when it sets this tone is that humility gives us energy. Mm. We don't often think about that, but humility gives us energy. More energy to attend, more energy to be involved, more energy to understand and think and connect.
Because why? What's the connection there?
Well, when humility's in place, again, we stop worrying here, and so the energy that we're putting towards defending ourselves or being right or caring about ourselves,
it's released.
We can give it to something else.
Okay, yeah.
And it's so amazing to sit in a space where that humility helps make those decisions. We get recharged that way.
I was thinking, you know, what you described, the prioritization you described was courteous. I was thinking it was respectful. I wasn't expecting humble. I wasn't expecting humility, but that makes sense.
That it comes directly.
That's a beautiful tone and a benefit. Let's talk about some other benefits. What can happen when I make my spouse number one? You say there is a peace of mind.
There is a peace of mind. You know, when we got married, we make this commitment that we're going to put our spouse first, that we are going to care about them, be concerned about them, work to be selfless. And there is unbelievable peace of mind that comes when we know we're living the commitments that we made when we got married. That gives us peace of mind. You know, often you can be putting a spouse first and that might not be given back to you in return. That's a real situation when it's not reciprocated. And so that peace of mind of knowing that we're showing up and committing to the values that we committed to originally gives us peace of mind, not just when things are going well, but especially when there might be a challenge.
So peace of mind comes after a display of character or
Absolutely.
A demonstration of the person that I committed to be or want to be.
It does. And we also build and feel a lot of confidence. Mm. And that comes from putting our spouse first. We feel comfortable and confident with what we're contributing, with the connections that we're working to make. That confidence then, remember, confidence is this space where we can also manage our emotions. I'm genuinely confident when I can manage my emotions regardless of the circumstances mm-hmm. that I'm headed into. Mm-hmm. And so when we put our spouse first and it builds that confidence because we're living that value system, I'm in control of my emotions. It means that no matter what shows up in our marriage, I'm confident and comfortable that I can tackle it and be a part of it and stay engaged with
because
it.
Because I've got my arms around both
Absolutely.
People in the partnership. Mm-hmm. How does it change communication or does it?
It connects us through communication. Mm. So true communication and understanding that connects is when we feel understood by someone. That's what we're looking for. And so when we prioritize a spouse, we're more concerned about understanding them than them understanding us. That's what that priority looks like. So if my husband has something to say, I am more concerned about hearing him and understanding him and what that would feel like, then I am worried about him doing that for me. Hmm. Now, there's a beautiful connection that happens, and we sometimes hear that and go, well, yeah, but when's it my turn? When is it gonna come full circle? And what happens is understanding breeds understanding. And so as we offer that out, we are then much more likely to get it in return. And as we do that, we create this beautiful pattern of connection. Connection comes through understanding. We also give up working to agree. And anyone who's married knows that oftentimes you don't agree. But we fight for it instead of fighting for understanding. It's the understanding that connects us, not the agreement that connects us.
Here's a beautiful benefit or a beautiful promise. You say if you put your spouse as number one on your list, you will experience true joy.
What true joy really feels like. You know, some of my very favorite research about joy and happiness comes from Aristotle. We're going way, way back. And when he studied people, he came to find that living a moral life and developing relationships brought true happiness. We also know from our research that selflessness brings true joy and happiness. And if putting your spouse as your number one doesn't describe perfectly those three things, that we're living a moral life and we're holding on to the values we committed to, that we're building a relationship by connecting with another person, and that we're doing it through selfless service. Service connects us. When we're not serving, we cannot truly connect ourselves to someone else. And so that's a beautiful benefit. And we can't walk away from the benefits that happen with families and kids because they are immense. The best way to have a stable home is to have a stable marriage. There's no way around that. And so we want to look at our spouses, put them as number one, and recognize, you know, when we put our kids first, we tend to see entitled kids because one day that bubble pops. And so even understanding that can help us go, wait, not only do I want to put them first because I committed to them and love them, but this is what's best for our children. There is stability and security. There is an openness and a willing to work with us as kids when they can see that their parents work together. It's just the coolest thing. It's so amazing to see it happen.
It's like you're passionate about this or something.
Yeah.
We love it. We've learned a lot. Heather, thank you so much for sharing this piece of your heart and your professional experience as well. Heather counsels couples. If you want to schedule a session with her, you can find her contact information on our website.